From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Benjamin Franklin once wrote that nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes. But that's because Franklin didn't have to pay today's college tuition rates, which we can say with some certainty always go up. In fact, the cost of college has grown at twice the rate of inflation. So now some good news. One school is getting out of what it calls the tuition game. From member station WPLN, Blake Farmer reports on the mountaintop college known as Sewanee.
The University of the South made waves in higher education when it announced a cut to its tuition.
There's no doubt when you have a leadership institution like Sewanee take a 10% cut that it gets everybody's attention.
Claude Presnell is president of the Tennessee Independent Colleges and Universities Association. The National Association for Private Schools says more than two dozen colleges have cut tuition in the last 15 years, but none had what it calls Sewanee's national prominence or financial resources. Since its founding, it's been natural resources that make the University of the South a standout among liberal arts schools.
As you can see on both sides of us, we've got some pretty good streams flowing downhill into the Lost Cove.
Ken Smith is a professor in the forestry and geology department. He leads freshmen and sophomores down a trail in the school's 13,000 acres atop Mont Eagle, Tennessee, quizzing them on plant life.
What do we call it here?
Red cedar.
Eastern red cedar.
This institution may be deep in the woods, but its price tag is big city. $46,000 a year. Leanne Afton is the dean of admission and financial aid.
I remember when, you know, we said, oh my gosh, we're over $30,000. And then the ceiling seemed to be $40,000. And now it's $50,000. And you think, that's a heck of a lot of money.
But the price hasn't scared too many people away. A line of prospective students stretches down the mountain. This year, 3,000 applied and fewer than 500 got in. But more and more, the decision is coming down to Sewanee, or a less expensive public university. Head-to-head, the school is losing more students to the University of Georgia than anywhere else. Sewanee's campus quad could be confused with Harry Potter's Hogwarts. Stone buildings and stained glass reinforce the university's elite status. And for a long time, so is the high tuition. It's a phenomenon in higher education that bears the name of a fine Scotch whiskey, the Chivas Regal effect. The more it costs, the better it must be.
Charge as much as you think you can get a family to pay, and then discount that price by as much as you need to in order to attract the students you want.
University President John McCardle has a long history with private colleges.
High tuition, high discount has been the order of the day for the last generation. It's not working anymore.
How is it not working for you? Or you're saying it doesn't work out in the future? What do you mean?
Fewer and fewer families are willing to pay the sticker price. More and more families are trying to bargain for aid that has little relationship to need and everything to do with trying to play off one offer against another.
McCardle says higher education shouldn't operate like a used car lot. But it does right now. At Sewanee, only 30% of students pay the sticker price. Catherine Carpenter of Dallas is one of them.
It's expensive, but we get a great education.
Many more students are like Clark DeMars, sitting across the lunch table. He's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. After being offered a full ride to LSU, his dad encouraged him to wheel and deal.
Initially, I didn't actually get merit scholarship here, but I wrote a letter of concern or to apply, and I listed all of the scholarships I got from other schools and ended up getting a nice scholarship from here.
By cutting tuition, the University of the South hopes to wean itself from using merit scholarships to attract students and ultimately get more of them paying their own way. Until that happens, the school will depend on donors and dipping into its endowment to make ends meet. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.